Today we begin lesson 20 in Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Tes, chapter 9, Psukim Aleph to Yud. The first 10 Psukim. We're in the Simonim Tanakh, page 1271, about two-thirds of the way down the page. We fast forward now almost a year until the 13th day of Adar, Pasuk Aleph. Ubishneimasor Chodesh, and in the 12th month, who, which is Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar, Bishlosha Asor Yom, on the 13th day, bo in it, Asher Higia, where it reached, Divar Hamelech, the command of the king, Vidaso Lehe Aso, and his edict were about to be enforced. By Yom on the day Asher Sibru, on the day that they expected, who expected? The Oivei Ayehudim, the enemies of the Jews. An enemy means someone who seeks to personally afflict harm to somebody. So the day in which those enemies of Jews expected Lishlot Bahem, to rule over the Jews and dominate them, V'nahapoch, who, and it, Nahapoch, turned over. Asher which Yishlatu Ayehudim, the Jews ruled and dominated. Hema they bisonehem, over their sonehem, their adversaries. The difference between an oyev and a sone, an oyev we said is someone who personally wants to afflict someone. An adversary, a sone, is someone who rejoices at the misfortune of someone that he dislikes, but doesn't necessarily inflict punishment against them. So the Jews turn things over so much so, not only against those who want to kill them, but even those who just would rejoice over their misfortune, they ruled over all of them. Now, there were many Jews when the first edict came out. They went into hiding. But in Pasuk Beis, Nikalu HaYehudim, the Jews organized Be'oreim in their cities, Bechol Medinos HaMelech HaChashverosh, in all the provinces of King Achashverosh, Lishloach Yad, to attack Bimevakshe Rosam, against those who sought to do evil to them. The Jews limited their vengeance against those people. But everybody else, Ve'ish lo amad lifnem, but no man stood against them. Why? Ki nafal pachtam, because their fear, the fear of the Jews, fell upon al kol amim, all the masses, all the people. In other words, all the people who the general masses, who would normally have very much been the sonim, the adversaries of the Jews, and would have rejoiced. They all held back. Nobody joined in on this because they were very fearful of Jews. Well, what about the leaders? Pasuk Gimel, v'chol sarei hamedinos, and all the officials of the provinces, v'ha'achash darpenim, and the satraps. Parenthetically, this word v'ha'achash darpenim, that has 10 letters, is the longest 11 letters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11 letters is the longest word of all the Tanakh. Okay, an interesting trivia piece of information. And all the satraps, v'hapachos, and the governors, v'osei hamlacha, and those who conduct the affairs, ashelmach of the king, all these great leaders, menasim es hayehudim, they deferred to the Jews. Why? Ki nafal pachad, because a fear fell upon them from the fear of Mordechai. The fear of Mordechai fell alem upon them. So Pasuk Bey says the masses were afraid of the Jewish masses, but the leaders were afraid of Mordechai. And because they were the ones who knew Mordechai, the masses may not have really known who Mordechai was, but the officials knew. So on both ends, the Jews were protected. And why were they afraid? Key, because Gadol Mordechai Beveis HaMelech. Now, generally, a government usually has three levels of officials, and they're usually three different people. You have someone who is in charge of matters of the palace, someone who's in charge of matters of state, and someone who's in charge of matters of war and foreign affairs. However, Mordechai was so great, he was put in charge of all three, as it says, Ki Godol, Mordechai was great, Beveis HaMelech, in the king's palace, that's matters of palace, V'shamo, and his fame, Holech spread b'chol hamedinos, in all of the provinces. He now was the head of state throughout the country. Ki ha'ish Mordechai, because the man Mordechai, holech v'godol, he waxed greater and greater, even in terms of matters of war and foreign affairs. Hey, Vayaku HaYehudim, and the Jews struck Bechol Oyveim, all their Oyveim, enemies, the ones who wanted to cause harm to them. What did they strike them with? Makas Kerev, a blow by the sword, Veherig, and slaughtering, Va'avdon, and annihilation, Vayaasu, and they did Besoneim to their adversaries, the one who would rejoice in that, Kirtanom, as they pleased. Vav, and specifically, Ubishishan HaBirah, and in the capital city of Shushan, Horgo Ayudim, the Jews killed, Va'abed, and annihilated, Chamesh Meos, 500 Ish. Ish means men, but means prominent people, people of renown. They killed them. And who else did they kill? And the custom now is to read the 10 sons of Haman in one breath, because they were all killed at the same time. The ace, and they killed Parshan Dosa, the ace and Dalphon, the ace Asposa, Pasuches, the ace and Porosa, the ace and Adalia, the ace and Aridosa, Pasuches, the ace and Parmashta, the ace and Arisai, the ace and Aridai, the ace and Vizosa. You'll notice the letter Vav in Vizosa is large. Why? Because after they were all killed, they were all hung, and they were all hung like one on top of the other, like a long Vav, like a long string, as we'll see in a minute. Pasuk Yud. Who are these 10 people? Aseres b'nei Haman, the 10 sons of Haman, ben Hamadasa, the son of Hamdasa, Tsorir, the enemy, the adversary of HaYehudim, the Jews, Haragu, they killed. What was so special about these 10, besides being the sons of Haman? It appeared there were other sons too, but these 10 specifically were all very prominent people, important people, and these were the 10 who were very involved in following the decree of Achashverosh to stop the halting of the rebuilding of the temple years before. So now they get their just desserts, and they were all hung, strung up together. Now there was lots of spoils of war, uvabiza, and of the spoils, lo shochu, they did not cast, esyodom, their hands, the Jews did not take any spoils. Why? A couple of reasons. Number one, so Achashverosh would not think the Jews killed all the enemies for financial reasons. Rather, all the monies went to the treasury. Number two, the Jews wanted to redeem the sin of the ancestor of Mordechai, who was Shaul, when he was commanded to destroy Amalek and all that was belonging to Amalek, he left the animals to bring for offering. So now they did not touch the spoils at all, which was a great test because many of the Jews were very poor. They could have used the spoils, but to make a Kiddush Hashem, they did not take the spoils. And therefore, some comment that this is the reason why we have the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, to give gifts to the poor in thanks to the poor who did not take advantage of those spoils. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, on what date did the Jews rule over their enemies? On the 13th day of Adar. Two, how did things turn over on that day? That instead of the enemies of the Jews having the upper hand over the Jews, it was reversed, that the Jews had the upper hand over them. Three, what is the difference between an oyev, an enemy, and a soni, and an adversary? An oyev is someone who seeks to personally afflict someone by what he's doing, while the son of the adversary just rejoices in watching that happen. For which Jews organized themselves? The Jews who had gone into hiding after they heard of the first evil decree. Five, who did these organized Jews attack? They attacked against all who were the Mevakshe Rosom, who wanted to do evil to the Jews. Six, why did the masses not stand up against the Jews? Because they were all fearful of all the Jews. Seven, why did all the various officials defer to the Jews? Because they were all fearful of Mordechai. Eight, what three official government tasks was Mordechai in charge of? He was in charge of all matters of palace, matters of state, and matters of war / foreign affairs. Nine, who did all the Jews kill? They killed all their oyevim, all the enemies who sought to kill them. 10, what did they do to the adversaries of the Jews? They did as they wished. 11, who was killed in the city of Shushan? Very prominent enemies of the Jews. 12, how many people were killed in the city of Shushan? 500. 13, how many of Haman's sons were killed? 10. 14, what did they all have in common? Number one, they were all very important people, prominent people. They also had in common that they were all killed at the same time, and they also had in common that they were the ones who instigated all the terrible decrees of Ahasuerus halting the building of the temple. 15, why is letter Vav in Pasuk 9 enlarged? To show that after they were killed, they were hung, strung up like one after another, one on top of the other. 16, did the Jews take any of the spoils of war? Why? No, they didn't. Number one, to show they did not kill their enemies in order to get their own money. Rather, they give all the money to the king's treasury. And number two, to atone for the sin of Shaul, who did take spoils from Amalek in a previous battle when he was commanded not to. 17, what is one of the reasons for the mitzvah of giving gifts to the poor on Purim? Because since there many Jews were poor who were involved in this victory, and they could have certainly used the spoils, but in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, they did not take from it, and therefore Hashem rewards them for all generations to come. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and a few minutes going over yesterday's lesson 19. Have a great day.